Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2024. Rebecca Nill is a 21st century survivor of the same kind of evil Moses and Jesus exorcised from the minds of their disciples. Nill grew up deaf in a hearing world, yet achieved career success not despite her disability, but because of her God-given ability. In her new book, Radiohead Gal, a title related to the cochlear implants that would eventually help her hear in a new way, she offers employers and their HR departments fresh insights into defeating the ancient evil that evolved into a modern prejudice. Ableism. That means favoring someone with typical abilities over someone who might have achieved atypical abilities through adaptation. In her book, Nill salutes the boss who had the insight to perceive the vision that deafness gave Rebecca. "I think differently because I'm deaf," Nill writes. Having to navigate life through anticipation, based on a fine-tuned sense of probability, is a valuable skill set. In the context of my job, that meant thinking ahead 10 steps. I could foresee and accommodate future system modifications by tweaking the initial design request, eliminating the need for a full-blown system project next time. In biblical times, such an ability was called prophecy, and only certain people were supposed to have it. But as believers have come to realize, with God, all things are possible, and by God's grace, probable. This Sunday's readings illustrate the kind of ancient ableism Rebecca Nill continues to fight. Let's start with Moses in our first reading from Numbers chapter 11. The Lord bestowed the prophetic spirit he gave Moses on 70 elders at a gathering. Eldad and Medad were not among them, but they received this prophetic gift nevertheless and started applying it. Moses' assistant, Joshua, suggested he stop them because they weren't present when this miracle happened. "Are you jealous for my sake?" Moses asked Joshua. "Would that all people of the Lord were prophets." Our gospel reading from Mark offers us some prophetic deja vu as we read how Jesus' disciple John gives his master a similar warning. From Mark chapter 9. "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replies, "Do not prevent him. No one who performs a mighty deed in my name can at the same time speak ill of me. He will surely not lose his reward." The title of Nill's book reads like the name of a new superhero, and that's on purpose. As a child, she fantasized about helping others by doing the mighty deeds her superpowers enabled. As an adult, she realized we're all called to be the superheroes we read more about in scripture than in comic books. Angels. Being small in stature, she explains, she's been on the receiving end of the angelic superpower of kindness, as applied on her behalf by strangers around her. "Whenever I run into trouble, angels emerge like celestial lift drivers, providing help when I need it most," she writes. She concludes that angels have been a recurring theme in her life, and tells her reader of a childhood friend whose sole purpose in life was to play tuba for God. That struck young Rebecca not only as an original goal, but indicative of the responsibility-driven superhero within both of them, and all of us. It left a strong impression on me, and I knew I would write her story someday, Nill concludes. To paraphrase Moses, would that all people were superheroes. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.